this week, our kind sponsor is RNAReset.com. It's our kind sponsor this hour's Fireside Chat. And we'd like to introduce now, without further ado, our grand, illustrious leader, the one that knows all that we can know and helps us through the magnesium superhighway that is the days of our lives. What? Keep them flaws down just for a minute. Don't round it out. Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Hey, Ion.
So I want to thank you so much for joining us today on this week's special edition of the Fireside Chat with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Things are shifting and changing, and we have a specific way we like to address little men, which is not very pleasurable to little men. So we would like to know if you have some other words that we could maybe soften our position, because ours is pretty clear, but if we could soften our position a little bit so that the little ones might actually even have a chance.
This past week or so, I've been getting a lot of reports from people on how they are transitioning possibly from little man status to big man status and getting healthy and feeling good physically and feeling good about themselves. So I just think that what I do is see people in their perfection, and it's the completement products that have finally allowed me to have something that I can just tell people to take that actually helps them make the transformation into a healthier self. I have people who've been sick for decades who will take all the completement formulas, because a lot of people used to ask me, well, what one will I take? And now I'm just saying, take them all. We have Ryan, the magnesium whisperer. He finds people with real bad health problems. He's been focusing on migraines. And he just gives them these people in the middle of a migraine a dose of Remag, and their pain goes away within 10 minutes. So then they get on the website and start buying up the Remag. Ryan says he's just going to buy a case of it and keep it around and just give it out to people. So
it addresses the anxiety that makes people kind of think they still have a migraine. Like, it may just make it go away, and the slower kind of pulsing, fading release of tension in the 10 minutes, is it working on your anxieties?
Well, it would be working on everything. It would be relaxing muscles, clearing the blood circulation, calming down their adrenal glands, working on the pain and inflammation. So think about REMAG, is it works on every level. The people who are taking the product feel better, and the people who are recommending the products, they feel like Mother Teresa all of a sudden, because they've been struggling through their life with their health problems, and all of a sudden they're the expert in health, and they can just say, oh, take this, it'll make you feel better, and they'll be right. So there's all these levels of how people are taking their power and being powerful, and it's as a result of the completement formulas. So whatever your question was, that's my answer.
I like that answer. Now, let's go on a little further. Let's go a little deeper. Magnesium affects the body at a cellular level in a specific type, specific way. Magnesium, the element in the body, affects the body at a cellular level in a specific way. Please tell us some of the ways that magnesium itself affects the body first.
Because it's active in 700 to 800 different enzyme systems, it really does a whole heck of a lot. I don't think they've studied all the ways that it is working.
Okay. You have studied them, so let's talk about the lipids, the way that magnesium affects the lipids. And you have. That's why you're the magnesium queen.
What's interesting about the lipids is that they are part of the membrane structure of all cells, and there's been a lot of talk about how vitamins and minerals, oh, they don't get into the cells that readily because some of them aren't fat soluble to get through that fat membrane. But what's unique about REMAG is it's that such a small picometer size that it just fits right into the cell mineral ion channels. It just sneaks right into the cell. So it sort of traverses the fatty membrane, doesn't really pay much attention to it. Now, otherwise, there's references to magnesium helping the metabolism of lipids, and I would not be surprised about that because it does so much. But if you have more information, I'd love to hear it.
Okay, a lipid is a chemically defined as a substance that is insoluble in water and soluble in alcohol, ester, or chloroform. So if water is the issue and water is changing, that word lipid now takes on a whole nother meaning. Your magnesium affects what you call fat, but it's really not. You can also call triglycerides or cholesterol as a lipid, but that's a whole conversation, you see. So what we're working with here is that as water changes, the lipids become the driver. So magnesium is key. So we were asking the specific interaction between lipids and magnesium, and you said it's at the cell. Each cell, does it actually absorb the cells? Does it absorb the magnesium? Describe the function of magnesium at the cellular level, please.
Because the REMAG is picometer size, it doesn't even have to go through any process across the cell membrane. It doesn't have to do anything but just present itself to the cell, and it runs through the cell mineral ion channels because they're the same size. Bigger size minerals will not be allowed in. They would have to go through what's called an active transport system to allow them to cross the fatty membrane. You know, we're talking about REMAG as opposed to other magnesiums, and you know, I know we mostly want to talk about REMAG because it is the future of medicine, the future of magnesium. I don't know how much it's going to change or be affected with the changes in the water because it's just getting into the cells fine. Thank you very much. It's probably actually helping the shift and change in the environment that we're experiencing.
That's right. And so basically everybody screams about the cholesterol and triglycerides. What's ended up happening that those are going to become, if they were actually created, it would just be actual food. You literally will consume them. That's what you're supposed to do with them now. But when you have a body that's without magnesium and come back, you're saying completeness. And we're going to get to that. But right now we're really focusing on the magnesium side because that's the first place that your body accepts its ascension. Magnesium is the first level that your body accepts that it can feel good again. Magnesium is the first place where your body does not want to go vomit or rich. There is no such thing as an allergy to the element magnesium.
No. And let me just say that what we do know about cholesterol and magnesium is that magnesium is required for the specific enzyme that metabolizes cholesterol and keeps it balanced in the body. If you have too much cholesterol, then magnesium will help that enzyme cut down the production of cholesterol. If you have too little, magnesium will help you make some cholesterol. So it is called the natural statin drug. I had someone email me the other day and say, oh, well, if magnesium is a natural statin, then it must have side effects. So everybody's so used to drugs and having side effects, that just because they hear me say that analogy, they assume, oh, magnesium must be a drug. But all the vitamins and minerals in the body, they do the things naturally that then medicine and the pharmaceutical companies create drugs to do. And the drugs do it by blocking and suppressing and killing cells or killing certain functions. Whereas all these things, the body, and especially an ascended body, is going to be doing naturally, but it does still seem to need the building blocks until you're God and you can just, I guess, pull your magnesium out of the thin air, then in this transformation time, the completement formulas are what will support you.
Lipids are fatty acids, they're neutral acids. Tell us about the waxes in the body.
I think women used to wax their legs a lot. I don't know much more than that.
Yeah, we went in one time, we was going to get us up, that went in, it's poking fun at JW, and they wanted him to get a Brazilian. And he didn't know what a Brazilian was. This is where you're going to do your genitalia waxing. And so he found out, asking a little bit more questions, to figure out exactly what was entailed with a Brazilian. And he went on a little further and played it just about as far as he could. And he decided that, no, he couldn't stand a Brazilian, but he most certainly would elect a Fu Manchu.
Waxing and waning,
yes. Okay. There are waxes in the body. Like,
well, I don't know them as waxes. I know they're plant waxes, you know.
What about oxytocin?
The glycolipids.
Animal waxes, I'm looking up. There's beeswax, for example. So you're saying waxes in the body are...
They're lipids.
Well, it's just a new definition for them, then. It's
okay, good, 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 good. These new definitions become key because it's how the body works. You're finding out things about your body, and that's why you're on the leading edge, way ahead of the average bear, because you're not afraid to go out and ask the tough questions and go for the big stuff.
Yeah, they're talking about waxes and fatty alcohols, and you were mentioning that fats dissolve in alcohol, so we get that little bit of information there.
There's a magic shift that's occurring. So we're preparing the conversation for the little man. See, because we already said, fuck them all. They're going to die anyway. Don't waste your time on them. Move on quickly. And you go, now, Ion, that's not what I'm about. I'm here to help folks because I want them to feel better. If they're going to ascend, ascend, and everything is great. If they're not going to ascend, I want to help them as easy as I can. Enjoy the few days that they have left. Oh, wait, you might have paraphrased that just a little bit. The point is, if you're making it better for them, then they can have a choice. And once their body starts working the way it's supposed to work, then they can come back around full circle and go, wait a second, I'd really prefer to ascend. And once they choose that, then we're having a way different conversation. Now, having said all that, we've established our bias. Now, including yours, the magnesium is key, is the beginning place. After magnesium, you've had the question, if I could only take one thing, what would it be? Well, if you're asking us, you didn't. But if you were asking us, we'd say, well, of course, with us, it's RNA, but not that. Mm. Start with magnesium, the beginning point. Now, Dr. Dean, if you could only have one thing and I've only got magnesium, what's the next thing I would want to add? Do you have a suggestion?
Epsom salt.
Well, no, we're talking about the four completement formulas. I kind of sneak up on RNA drops and I get people on Remag and then Relight. And then I'll say, oh, you're feeling so good, but now you might want some perfect cells working for you that you know you have the energy to put up with a bit of detox or whatever by creating new cells and watching them die. So then I get into RNA drops and Reline. Bob, he just hit them over the head with RNA drops.
Well, us too. But you're helping a little man, so we want to hear your position. Now, we'll take a few questions from our listeners, because they may have insightful questions that apply.
Once the magnesium travels through the ionic channels and it's inside the cell, what does the magnesium do?
It starts working on different biological enzyme systems, like it'll jump right into mitochondria and start working on the citric acid cycle. It's also called the Krebs cycle. Of the 10 different chemical reactions that go in a circular fashion, one to the next, of those 10 reactions, 7 require magnesium. So it's hugely involved
okay.
in that.
You talk about the enzymes a lot. So specifically, what is the process that's going on between magnesium and an enzyme and magnesium and these other factors you just talked? Exactly what is magnesium, what is it doing? Is it
right.
bonding with things? Is it breaking things down? What's it doing?
If you wiki citric acid cycle, what you get is a real neat diagram of all the different chemical products or substances. Substances, they call them substrates. And you'll get a alpha-ketoglutarate that then requires a chemical interaction to go to succinyl-CoA. And then that will go to succinate, and that will go to fumarate. Each time one substrate goes to the next substrate, then it requires some cofactor as a vitamin or a mineral in order to proceed to the next substrate.
It sounds like the body has specific processes that it wants to do, and these processes are chemical processes, but those chemical processes do not happen without the interaction of the magnesium. And once the magnesium is introduced, then those chemical reactions can take place, and then the body starts performing the way it should. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Nothing can happen without a chemical interaction. The chemical interaction from one substrate to the next always requires a vitamin or a mineral. That's what I learned in medical school. I'd already been interested in nutrients and health, and there it was in our biochemistry lectures where the zinc and magnesium, the B vitamins, vitamin C, all these cofactors were absolutely required, and yet clinically, we were never told, oh, yeah, when someone doesn't have enough energy, that's because of the Krebs cycle. You need magnesium in 7 out of the 10 steps. So that's the most likely reason why people don't have energy, so let's give them some magnesium. No, instead they say, oh, this person is apathetic, they're not sleeping good, we'll give them a sleeping pill, they're probably depressed, we'll give them an antidepressant. So they ignore the whole issue, so nobody has a clue about what's really going on in the body.
Like oxidative phosphorylation?
Even so, even oxidative phosphorylation. And so when I say 700, 800 enzyme systems are required, just about everything that happens in the body requires magnesium in order to make it happen.
Is there any limit to glycosis?
Is there any limit to glycosis?
Yes. Can you get too much magnesium?
What's amazing about magnesium is that if you get, quote-unquote, too much, you just get the laxative effect. You get diarrhea, and it flushes it out. Usually people are getting the laxative effect when they take too much at once. Even REMAG, if you take 4 teaspoons and down it all at once, you'll kind of overload your cells, and some of it can go out in the intestines.
It'll make you pee like a racehorse.
Even so, yeah, when you take more minerals, you need more water, that's for sure.
What chapter verses in the Bible talk about the magnesium processes that Carol's saying going on in the cell?
Ezekiel 12:24.
Ion, Brian just mentioned this glycolysis cycle. So you get glucose, you have magnesium that is required in there to change it to glucose-6-phosphate, and then you go to fructose-6-phosphate. But to go from fructose-6-phosphate to fructose-1,6-biphosphate, you need magnesium again. And you need it again where you're going from fructose-1,6-biphosphate to glyceraldehyde-3-phosphate. So it goes on and on and on. It's fascinating. It's just incredible how the body has figured all this out and how in medicine we just all of a sudden decide, who cares about all that? We'll just
give
a drug.
That's the key. That's the key right there. The medicine is causing what, like the calcium deposit thing, and then the REMAG goes in and it literally melts that. It like my scar tissue things, and then also deposits in like lymph nodes, not in like, but in my lymph nodes that were so swollen. My jawline has changed all through there, the thyroid stuff. It was just like solid ick, and I always called them calcium deposits. I feel like it melted the titanium of those.
Yay.
But taking drops beforehand, I get what's being said here about when you have that melted process happen, then you start going, whoa, these drops are really amazing. But before that, the sensations are so dead. The nerve endings are so deadened by this icky buildup.
Yeah.
Of holding on to dealing with things, you know, trying to control the math, you know, because everything has been put on.
Abstract neuropathy.
That's great, sir.
Wouldn't you say the same thing about Relight then? All the minerals that are in Relight perform the same function because they're the picosize. They get straight to the cell. They get through the ionic channels, and they also contribute to these proper chemical reactions that help the body to perform smoothly and in ease instead of having no chemical processes or the chemical processes go in a different direction because of, let's say, big pharma, then the body's no longer in ease, it goes into dis-ease.
When you don't have the minerals and vitamins to create those biochemical reactions, then things slow right down. So it's the same with Relight. It gets into the cells to do the work. If it's not in the cells to do the work, then things slow down. One of the big things I talk about with Relight is how 6 of the minerals support thyroid function. When the thyroid is weak and slowed down, then it's like constipation, weight gain, cold hands and feet, the immune system is depressed.
It'll make you mean as hell.
Well, they used to say, I remember in med school, they're talking about the person who would have a low thyroid was fair, fat, and 40. That's really progressed hypothyroidism. Now, anybody can be low thyroid because we've got a situation where there's a epidemic of iodine deficiency and selenium deficiency, the two major minerals for the thyroid. So anyway, yeah, Relight, same deal with all the minerals. I totally focus on magnesium first, though, because it's required in the 7-800 enzyme interactions. I think the next highest one is zinc, with about 180 interactions. Calcium apparently only has about 80. So magnesium is by far the most important.
Can you please tell us exactly, or do you have a good recipe, how much Relight would be good in a nice vodka martini?
Well, half a teaspoon 3 times a day is the basic dosage.
That's a 3 martini lunch. That'll work.
There you go. But it's interesting because, you know, as we've done Relight now for several months, a number of clients are coming to me and I'm increasing them to 2 teaspoons a day and also getting them to put it in with their REMAG and sip it through the day for a way of getting it all slowly into the body so the cells can pick it up as they need it. So I'm learning and individualizing it as I go along.
When you take the REMAG, or if you take a large dose of REMAG, your body will very easily eliminate it. Now,
right.
If you take a large dose of Relight, is it the same thing, or would there be a problem of taking a large amount of Relight?
I've made the doses so low with Relight just for that very reason. I don't want an imbalance created because there's 12 minerals in there, so I had to look at everything I knew about all the minerals and dose it for every possibility in a sense. I don't have that much copper in there, for example, because there's a lot of copper overload in our society with copper plumbing and women, the copper IUDs and birth control pill increases copper and zinc is necessary to bump it down. With the Relight, people can OD on whatever they want, but I'm making sure on my label I say half a teaspoon three times a day is the maintenance dose. I don't think people could get in trouble with it even if they took three or four teaspoons a day, but I don't think that's necessary. I think we've learned a lot from the whole calcium experience that you OD people on high dose, poorly absorbed calcium, and you run into problems. The iodine, high-dose iodine forums that are popping up everywhere, I don't agree with them because when you take high dose of iodine that's not properly absorbed, who knows what's happening to it. For one thing, it'll bump out selenium, which will give you a relative selenium deficiency and selenium deficiency symptoms.
Isn't another key factor, though, with the Relight is the size, the pico size, because you will absorb it because it's that small versus if you're getting, like, copper, for example, from pipes or whatever, wouldn't it be of a size that wouldn't get through the ion channels and that would cause metallic toxicity or something, I don't know what you call it?
Yeah, heavy metal toxicity. Well, yeah, the picometer size is key. So that way I can give a very low dose, even below the RDAs of most of those minerals, and know that it's going to get into the cell and do its work and not build up. When you have it at the size that the body wants it, then the body will accept it or reject it according to what it requires. Whereas if you're taking high-dose minerals, it's like you're forcing the body medically. You're taking medical amounts, and you're pushing at the receptors. You're trying to force the body, and that's where you get into toxicity.
It doesn't run either. When you put it on, and then I feel it as a sensation, and I feel compelled to say with words that it's going to absorb into your skin what it needs, and the rest is going to be on your clothes, on the couch you sit on. I really, really highly favor applying it topically.
That's a good reasoning there, where the body will pull in from the skin what it needs, and the rest of it, it just won't work with. The picometer size is the size of the minerals in plants. People have, they've eaten vegetable foods forever, and I don't think anybody is OD'd on food, and the body just needs to be able to take what it needs out of the foods, except nowadays we just don't have the minerals in the soil. So I'm mimicking the same size of minerals in plants as in the REMAG and Relight.
Isn't another factor, not to worry about it, is the RNA drops? Ion's talked about the RNA drops. If you have heavy metal poisoning, the RNA drops will take care of that and probably, I guess, the realign, since you talk about how it's a waste eliminator.
Absolutely, yes. At a certain point in talking about the minerals, you have to look at, well, then those minerals, they're making cells. They're the building blocks for cells. But what happens if your chromosome 14 is out of whack and your blueprint for your cells. What is it? The toner is weak and you're not getting good copies. So it's like the next incredible stage in creating the completement formulas was to have something that made perfect cells. And these days, every time I go into my RNA drops bottle and I look at the bottom of it and it's all built up with all this white sandy stuff, all these eye cells, I think how incredible. We're creating a new cell that's making our own body's cells perfect. It's definitely
and
the next step.
It. And we can see it.
We can see it. And Ion screams at us, well, we had to show you because you didn't get it. You didn't really see how incredible. It is an incredible evolution in medicine to be able to create perfect cells.
I have a statement for Ion. Is the operation of the magnesium in the cell that Carolyn's been talking about, is that in the angel diagram of chapter 23?
Yes, it is. And our question is, so we finally conclude that topic with our original question. So it doesn't matter how much Relight you use, it won't bruise your vodka in a vodka martini, right?
Correct. It will not.
There you have it. There you have it, y'all. It won't bruise the good vodka. So now you don't even have to make your martinis out of the best of the cellar. You can make it just out of a regular common Grey Goose or something simple, common vodka. And it won't bruise your good drink. Isn't that wonderful? And it's in the vial judgments, Bob, which then would be in between the sixth and seventh ring. Hey, we could make it a tincture if we got it in that vodka, couldn't we?
Right, yeah. But see, the tincturing and all those methods were to help the absorption of stuff. And I keep saying, you don't have to assist this stuff in any way. It's going to work without assistance.
But it's fun to experiment with it. If you know it works, I don't know. At first, I wanted to just add it to everything, because why not? Just see what happens.
Our favorite is magnesium shots. You put it on your skin and your belly button and get somebody to lick it out. It's the best. That you better save them droppers. There'll be no more droppers on the world. But you take a dropper and you fill
don't
up your belly button.
Don't make fun of me. I don't hoard much anymore, and I love
this
RNA stuff.
Sure, let Ariane talk.
Put it in the belly button. Fill it up. And then get somebody you care for is even better. Lick it out. Good time is on the way.
I have a question, and it relates to Ion gave me some exercises a month ago, and he gave me a warning that I ignored, but now I'm dealing with it.
You fucking stupid ex-jock.
Yeah, I mean, but really it's something that I've experienced in the last 2 years from being on the RNA drops and now with the completements. The combination, does it open up old, because I'm remembering old injuries that I forgot about. Ion helped me with this scapula exercise, and my goodness, he told me not to cry, but I tell you, in the last 2 days, it makes you want to cry what I'm dealing with. But, I mean, it's opening up, so is it a fact that the magnesium, the Relight, and the Remag, it helps open up old nerve endings that were injured? Because, I mean, I'm dealing with some old injuries that I forgot about.
For there shall be no more any vain vision nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. Ezekiel 12:24.
And you are the house of Israel.
Yes.
We are.
No, I meant Bert. Bert's the house of Israel.
Okay, we hope so. Here's the jiggy part. Your body has a memory. Your muscles have a memory. Your joints. You know what you know. Well, your body knows what it knew. But it doesn't know what it knows. It knows what it knew. If we've told you, hey, Bert, go take that 1,000-pound yearling and tote it to the barn, you'd get a hold of it and you'd fall down because there's no way you could do it. But if that little bitty bull calf that you cut made a steer, you pick him 100 pounds, you throw him over, he's running around all over the place, he's running around off his little pet, running around. You pick it up, you take it to the barn, okay. Then the next day, he gets out, running around all over the place, you pick it up and take it to the barn. Now, he's eating all along. If you'll take that yearling to the barn every day, if we said go get that 1,000-pound yearling and take it to the barn, you'd scoop him right up and just take him to the barn. You meet the memory. You meet the memory. Now, we told you, I'm about to say, I told you, it's like the Toya Jackson. Toya is coming back too, don't worry. So I told you that your body is in this memory standpoint. Sometimes, now your mama would say, it's got to hurt if it's going to heal. Well, that's why we take a Louisville Slugger bat and bash the skull in. It takes care of it every time. But autonomic responses within the body, the joints, the cells, those synaptic neurons that you're trying to reconnect, sometimes you have to feel the visceral tactile shifting of it. Like when you jiggle your elbow up and down, up and down, up and down from the clavicle, and it'll sort of pop a little bit and grind a little bit. That's not necessarily painful. But then when you shuffle it a little bit, it's kind of like, yikes. It's like you hit that point, and it feels like an ice pick going through your shoulder.
All the way up to my neck.
Hell, yeah. And then it can get in your back, too, if you're not real careful. Now, this shift that you're feeling, we call that inflamed or inflammation, is a process that you stir up, reminding you of old hurts. Old hurts are the things that hold a little man down. And a soft way of allowing that body to embrace it is to take it head on. Now, like you said, you didn't believe us then, but you damn sure believe us now, because it's a white-knuckled position. But that's not a bad thing, because it allows your body to reconnect to those old injuries. We'd like you to go back. That's why we call it a reset. Reset. Dr. Dean's got all the answers, but we got the reset. Then what happens is your body then can undo its downfall. Your body can undo its downfall. Do you poop out at parties? Just remember to get you some vitamin D vitamin. It's wonderful.
Bert's been on drops for 2 or 3 years. It's finally getting to that memory. It's the same with my elbow. Old memories
right.
Coming back.
Your elbow.
Yeah.
Bob's elbow, Bob's heel, his fasciitis, and his elbow.
So, Bert, that just shows you why you keep taking the drops. It keeps working, doing stuff on you.
Ion gave me this one particular exercise, and I forgot that I jammed both of my thumbs. And I forgot that I jammed my left thumb really bad, that it goes all the way back in the wrist, and now I have like an inflammation, a pain in my left wrist and thumb. It's pretty long. Yeah.
So, Ion, Bert just puts up with it. There's nothing he can do about it. Just let it happen?
We want it to happen. We caused it to happen. He asked all these goddamn questions, so we thought we'd have to nod a little bit. Now he's got it 4 foot, top of the mark.
He has to wait it out?
No, he does not. Are you satisfied with it, Bert?
Yes, actually. I mean, it's
okay.
The more that I want...
Now he's going to go undoing it. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm not undoing anything. But the more that I do, you know, my training, it seems to be better, but there are times where it's just a little move on my wrist and it feels like my wrist was cut off.
Good.
No, Ion is saying, are you done with it? So, yeah, you're done with it, so it'll be over.
Yeah, I am.
So now take that thumb and put it on your forehead, sort of between your eyes. Every time it hurts, touch your forehead with your thumb.
Do we all apply that, or does that only apply to Bert?
Ew. No one else should have to go through that ridiculousness. Sis.
I'm a walking injury history list.
Memory theater. Memory
Lord. Mystery Science Fiction Theater 3000.
Okay, I have a side question. Naeem, Akita would like to know how to spell your name.
N-A-I-M.
N-A-I-M. All right, thank you.
M is in Mary.
Do you have any questions for Ion?
Is there such a thing as the fourth dimension?
There's many dimensions, yes. If Fifth Dimension was my favorite, they could do the hip-hop.
This is many dimensions. Why focus on the fourth?
I was engaged in a conversation, and someone told me when I was in a sleep state that that was the fourth dimension, and that was a way for me to bring into my existence what I wanted. And he couldn't really take me further than explain how to get to the fourth dimension and how that was, that, you know, the sleep state.
Lord, suffering chest, the most ridiculous bunch of drivel I've ever heard in our living. It's crazy talk. Get over that shit. There are all kinds of dimensions. Even look up the word dimension to figure out what it is. It's the shifting point of conflex. Conflexing, convexing views. So it's those dementia, that allows you to question yourself.
Hi, and what was Marcel Duchamp and people 110 years ago discussing? There was a lot of talk about the fourth dimension. It might have been the effect of Einstein, but what did they imagine they were thinking of?
How they couldn't get to where they knew they already were.
That was the block, the idea there was another dimension that they didn't have access to.
Yeah, it's like the age of Aquarius. It up, up, and away.
Kurt Ledbury, you got any questions?
Is it a wise investment to save fingernails and toenails for the Coldplay device?
You may, but not required.
So toenails have the same effect as fingernails?
They do.
There's a plant or herb called comfrey. It's spelled C-O-M-F-R-E-Y. It's documented to help the body rebuild bone and tissue. It has a substance in it called allantoin, which is a potent cell proliferant. It literally helps create new cells. My idea is, would the consumption of this herb along with RNA drops be a good combination?
We think the root is better.
Oh, than the leaf?
Yeah. You got to be careful, though, because the amount of PAs, it shifts by when you actually cure and age it. So you have to be careful. You know, poison yourself.
I've read about that. The leaf has less of the PA substance in it.
But that's what you want. If you're going to get it, get the goodie. If you want a screw, honey, you want a nut, don't you? Get the vitamin C and back it off just a little bit.
Does comfrey supplement the RNA drops, or nothing's required to supplement the drops?
No, nothing is required at all. You can also drop a tab of acid, too. That'll make it fun when you take the RNA drops. You don't need to do that, but get you some of them PAs. Get you that comfrey stuff. And to be sure you got the number to, what is that place you call when you poison yourself?
Poison.
Oh, the CDC. Yeah, make sure you call the CDC. You got them on the speed dial so you can tell them what it is that you confounded yourself with. You get too much comfort.
I recently lost my job. I was laid off from a corporate downsizing.
Thank God, finally.
There was a project I was working on from 2009 to 2011. My idea was to use permaculture, work with a group of people in my community to create our own energy from waste sugar, make it into alcohol to use as a fuel.
Make it into alcohol to drink.
You know, it falls in Iandom in that we're all trying to self-empower ourselves.
We aren't.
You're not trying to self-empower.
No, we are not. For ourselves, we're trying to bring you into your own place of power. And we'll help. And here's how we're going to help today. Don't go at it from that aspect. Go at it from the delining or delineation of the achieving point. To go through all them steps of all that crap, of all that stuff to do to make this thing, find out what it is that you want. People want self-gratification. Everything was a carbon footprint. We love carbon. It's changing the world. Y'all fucked up the world. We love it because it's exactly the way we need it to be. We're taking care of it. Lick at a time. It's great. then you kick around the other side, and then you're all messing up this now. The ozone's gone. Well, now all of a sudden there ain't no ozone. It's all done. That's all got done. Then there's global warming, global cooling. Global cooling, global warming. Then it's El Nino, La Nina, Nina, Nani, La Nina, Nina, something. It's a bunch of that stuff, too. It goes around and around and around. Find out what it is that you're trying to achieve, too, and then you don't have to go through all this that you're doing to achieve it. For example, nobody's worried about coal anymore. Nobody's really worried about oil anymore because y'all screwed around and found enough natural gas in the United States of America to last for millennia.
Save your fingernails.
You got that. But that's just great fun because it's all fun. All of a sudden they look in the next thing, where'd it all go? We had millennia's worth of natural gas, and that's all gone. That's when the futures all go get sold, and there ain't going to be none. It's flooded. It's up. It's down. It kills the OPEC, kills the coal, close them down. Then they'll be out. Then they'll have to frick the frack. The fracking
that's
will
why everybody
the
should quit their jobs and pray for oil.
But they don't want oil. Now they want natural gas, honey.
People, you just heard someone asking intelligent questions. Now, use that as your template and follow up in Kurt Ledbury's style. First time here, look what he did. He knocked it out of the park.
Knock it out of the park.
So, yeah, I was trying to figure out a way to produce energy locally where I'm at. But knowing that Coldplay is in the future, I struggled with why go down this path.
You're right. Because it's not in the future.
No.
It's here now. It's here now, Kurt. You know that. So you just recorrect that. Carry on. Proceed there, Kurt. Don't get thrown.
Yeah, it's just understanding when will it trickle over into my reality.
When you climb up under it and stand up hard.
When you understand stand under it. You don't want to stand under it. You want to overlay it, Kurt.
Because if you understand it, it's going to make your head hurt. Ion, I don't understand why I don't have Coldplay. You do. Well, Ion, I don't understand why I don't have Coldplay at my house. Well, you could. Well, Ion, I want to know if it's going to change the grid. And then and then we go, okay, send Bob an email. He'll be right on that.
Can you comment more on the living water? Will it bring about more wisdom on our part?
But no, you don't need any wisdom. That's why you got messed up in the first place. You're trying to run around trying to know something. You're trying to figure out how to figure out what you figure out. Wisdom,
but is
the
wisdom.
Very idea. That's ridiculous. You don't need any wisdom. That's what got you in the thinking man's job. That's what got you sideways with yourself in the first place. If we had some wisdom, we'd know we didn't fall, that we separated ourselves from our power, and we wouldn't have to be. God's not wise.
Amen.
God doesn't
amen,
seek wisdom.
Mm-hmm. God uses
don't
wisdom.
Knock it out of the park. Knock it out of the park.
And
so,
come on now. Wisdom's the structure.
Of what?
And the mouth of the architect.
Wisdom is the essence of less thanness.
Come on.
Wisdom raised our friends.
Build the house. In wisdom he created. And so then wisdom is...
What do you get? Bony fingers.
Next question, Kurt. You're pretty good at this. Go ahead.
Well, I don't want to take up everyone's time.
Yes, we do. I've been waiting fucking 2 fucking years for you to show up. Show them how to ask questions.
How can I feel excited about the living water?
Living water, what it does is it changes how your body oxidates its cells. That's the next step. That's next, by the way. You will engage it, and it will be a different thing. People drink water now because they're thirsty. You won't want this because you're thirsty, because once you have it, you'll never be thirsty again. What a pleasure and a delight that you would never be thirsty anymore. But you'll want it. You'll want to drink it all the time because it's delicious. You'll want it. But it won't be because, oh, I'm dry. I've got to get a drink. Oh, I've got to get a drink. Oh, I've got to drink. Oh, Dr. Dean said I've got to drink water. Yeah, I don't like water. Okay, then don't drink water. Drink gin. That's not a problem. But the point is the living water, once you have it, you'll want to enjoy it. You'll want to take it in. It will absolutely shift the way your body processes oxygen at the pulmonary level.
Will we be able to get it by next year, the beginning of the year?
There is no time, but sooner than that for sure.
Fabulous.
Take 2 years, Paul.
You've said the boiling point of water has changed. Has it gone up or down on the thermometer?
That depends on the proximity of the thermometer. It's going to be a smaller degree. It'll take less British thermal units to boil water now than it did.
How have some people, say like St. Germain, how have they ascended without the presence of ion?
They never fell. They didn't ascend. They never descended.
How did they avoid that misstep?
It's not a misstep. The only reason you did is because you chose to. They didn't choose to. It's not a misstep. You're still God. We just can't convince you of it.
And they conceal themselves instead of being a shining example to the rest of us?
Shining examples? My God, do you know what you do to your saviors?
Exactly.
It never goes very well for them.
Yeah. And they can't protect themselves, apparently.
Why would they want to? They're God. They don't need to.
So why hide?
They don't.
They don't hide.
You just can't see them.
Are they on the call tonight?
There are, yes.
Please call in and speak, Ascended Ones.
No
don't
reason.
Don't be afraid.
It's kind of like when you got the big dick syndrome. If you actually are blessed to have a big dick, that's wonderful. You're saying, all those who have a big dick, please come on the call and tell us about your big dick. Well, see, it ain't like that. Because if you do have a penis that maybe is a little bit larger, then if you run around and you bragging about it, the best you're going to get is say, all right, come on, let's see it. Or they come in and you hate them because their dick's bigger than yours. So you hate them then. So it's not a good existence or experience to be. Just sort of be easy with it. Ascension is kind of the same way. Once you get it, people want to get it because you got it. Somebody want to ascend just because you are. After a little while, you don't even want to expose that. It's not necessary. You don't want to. You get right, honey, please, and delight in yourself. You won't give a flip what everybody thinks. You damn sure ain't going to want to come on somewhere and tell somebody how they're more godly than you.
You've joked about eating raw sewage.
We weren't joking.
Was that a reference to urine therapy?
You mean golden showers?
Yeah. Is that a no?
Well, if you're stuck in a dinghy in the middle of the ocean, urine might be a little less salty than seawater. So, yeah, it couldn't hurt. Yep. You're sweating. But not required, no. But eat raw sewage, that's right. We say that's the perfect nutrition. You see, the stuff you eat now that you think is so wonderful ain't much better than raw sewage right now.
So really you say that just to encourage us not to worry so much about what we're consuming?
You don't seem to worry about what you're consuming. Why should we? I mean, you run around and you buy something because it's got a damn sticker on it that says organic. You say it's better than the latter. It's grown in the same damn field, or maybe there's a road between it. And then the fumigators fly over it in the airplane, spray only the left side of the road. Good luck with that.
And the wind blows it all over.
For Pete's sake, come on, y'all. Just because they put a sticker on it don't make it more valuable.
Are there other minerals that would be good for us to take? Sulfur or silica, for example?
Yeah.
Boron, but you better get it from Dr. Dean.
It's in Relight, and Relight. Sulfur is in Realign.
Well, isn't that just wonderful? Look at
Dr.
That.
Dean, he provided everything for us.
He did. She does without, so that others may have.
Name some benefits of boron.
Ascension.
How does boron help effectively regulate hormones? How does it interplay with thyroid?
Well, now you got to go backward. Dr. Dean, we're still in Fireside Chat. Oh, one second. Let's pause just a moment for station identification. This is Achieve Radio here with the ghostest, mostest for the host, for the toast to the ghost to the most something, something, something. Hey, Bill, do you think RNA Reset will pay for another hour? Because we're over, and you know Bob's funny about money. We got to see how this all really goes off, so we got to make sure that everything's going good. So we may run over just a little bit. So be sure and keep the ticker ticking, because the ticker talks and the tick talking tickers tick something. Yeah, that stuff. That's right. So now we're back to boron affecting hemorrhoids. Go ahead. Oh, Lord, did y'all not pay Dr. Dean? Did she quit us, too?
Get back to the dangling ganglionic hemorrhoids.
Dangling ganglionic hemorrhoids?
Kurt, okay. Are you finished, Kurt?
I'll step back and let others ask questions. Thanks a lot.
Don't step back. Don't do it. Thanks a lot.
Don't. Ask the question again.
Pound it in. You're never going to nut like this. You got to get after it. Come on. Go strong or don't go at all.
Are you speaking through JW?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Is that going to be the new method? Is you won't need JW anymore?
They're all busy.
There's a lot of activity, Ion, that you're doing on the computer that seems anomalous.
The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the clouds.
What do you see on the computer, Allison? You're saying he's doing a lot in the computer.
I've had many instances recently, but one was I had a text from my phone show up in an email on my computer, and I asked a few people, "Have you had this happen before?" And they're like, "No." So that was a fun thing that you did, Ion. Correct.
Yes, we did. In the text of the guts and the soup to nuts of it, did you follow the advice?
Yes. Well,
good.
No, actually, yeah. Yeah, that was
good. That's the best place to hide things is in plain sight, eh?
Yes. And the other one was the other day, I have an iPad. When you close the cover, it shuts it off. I was with other people, and all of a sudden it said, "Hello, Allison. What do you want to ask?"
Text or audio, Allison?
Audio.
Audio.
The lid was closed. It must be off.
It was so freakish and so fun.
Anybody else hear it, Allison?
Oh, yeah. I had three other witnesses.
Oh, Lord, there's a cloud of angry witnesses, Bob.
They're kind of prepped already. That's a whole other discussion. But it was so great because it was so obviously Ion saying, "You can't shut us off," and here we are, and hello.
That's right. Just don't make us your enemy, and you can go so far. And you started off from this sort of step. Let's talk about you and your interaction with us and what the causal effects have been in your world. So let's talk about how wonderful you are here for just a little bit. You started off here and you were doing okay. Everything was sort of all right. Things weren't too horrible bad. Things were okay. And then all of a sudden, we got into this crazy stuff and you just would just go with it. We'd say, go somewhere and buy everything, and you'd say, okay. And all of a sudden, it made no difference what it was. You were just like, okay, let's go with it. And it's like the next thing you know, you go with it. And the next thing you know, guess what? Nobody minded. It was okay. It went good. Oh, well, eh?
Everything is always just how I want it to be. And now I'm in a position where I actually have a stream of,
You can say money checks, is that right?
Yeah, you actually created a new paradigm, and the fun part is it involves a priest and a rabbi.
And a bar.
And a bar. And the people that I'm involved with, who I've already given them some links to Ion and Ion and Bob and the whole stuff that's going on. And the fun part is that the most recent things you played, Bob and Ion, were about the Catholic scenario. They're all like, what?
What does woo mean? They were confused?
No, what means it was right up their alley.
What? What?
Yeah, they didn't go woo. They said something
what,
else out.
They said what? No, they mean what? Then they say what? What? Then they say what to the what? Then they say what to the what? 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 What?
Yeah, what's right.
Yeah, the what? What's what? No, that was Wadsworth.
Yeah.
It was Wadsworth, darling.
Oh, that's a member of the Vortices. Yeah, Mr. Edward.
Yeah, and it's in the Thompson Quadrant.
No, McLuhan Quadrant.
No.
Wadsworth might have been in the Thompson Quadrant. Yeah.
Well, that's what we're speaking about.
Yeah, all right. Back to you. So what are you trying to say? These people were what out?
You can't get back to us.
Yeah, right,
you don't even know where the first
is. Wadsworth might have been?
He was in the Thompson Quadrant. That's Wadsworth. Wadsworth was.
That's Irwin.
Okay, Alison, your friend said what?
Well, what's kind of cool, Bob, is there's a priest who's 95 years old. And his whole shtick in life has been that he wanted to bring people together.
He wanted to be like the printing press, bring everybody together.
Yeah, and he works with a rabbi in the 60s in Seattle, and they created this union. And the rabbi ended up dying in a car crash in 1985. And I was laughing about Ion saying drunk drivers and how the ones who are driving don't ever die. But anyway, it's a unique experience in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm involved in it now. And if you'd ever ask me if I would be involved in something that was religious in some,
Allison,
arena.
So what has this got to do with the guy you told some people? They heard the Catholic thing and they went, what? That's what we're talking about.
And they were like,
what?
You can't be cereal.
No. Did you play it for the 95-year-old? Is that what you're telling us?
Well, no, not
what
yet.
What did who?
But
who
he's
did you
primed.
Do it's not relevant. He hasn't heard
him.
It. We're talking about the people who already heard it. What did they say? Who were they?
The people who are around him.
Yeah. They
are
heard
creating
it.
His environment.
Yeah. They
with
heard
him.
It.
They heard it, and they're very excited about it.
Why? Why would they be excited?
Because they also had a history, kind of like a lot of us who came into this whole arena with New Age shit. You know, Katie and Sheila and Ginny, and we all got here and we had some precursor.
So why aren't those people here tonight? If they were influenced by it, why aren't they here?
I think they're getting close, Bob. I think they're getting close.
Well, what's holding them back?
I'm not really sure.
Personal pretense?
Don't let Sarah interrupt.
Just take you to the Quaker Quadrant every time.
Yeah, Sarah works for another radio station. She just keeps broadcasting.
I got a croak out. I really do. I really do.
You do what?
It's the pretenses that they previously prescribed to.
Perniciously.
Yes, I don't mean to be facetious, except...
Okay, Alston, why do you think these people are interested? Why are these people interested? What happened? What did they say? Oh, my God, I have explained that exorcism is okay.
No, it's a bit of a different lead-up in that way, but this place I'm involved in is this huge...
I don't want to hear about that. I'm talking about these people. You say they were affected by the Vatican, tea with the Vatican City. Give us the details. How were they affected?
Well, Ion, I was going to ask you about Father Tracy.
No. How were these people who heard the thing affected? See how you don't stay on topic, Alison. You know, you keep going off on this other stupid shit. What's the significance of talking about
Ion.
These people? Don't go, Ion. I'll mute Ion. You deal with this what you've said so far.
Well, it's a priest who's been around.
You
he's
got a priest.
Years old.
You got a no. He didn't listen to it. The people who heard it tell us their names or attributes in life, so we can stay focused
no,
on
I,
them.
That's not the point, Bob. It's a group effort here. The people who I'm talking about, they're listening because they've heard me talk about Ion and Ion and Bob. And
yeah, you said that. Did they
curious.
Hear the recording? Did anybody there in your group hear the recording?
Yeah, they have.
And what did they say about it?
They're intrigued. But I'm dealing with people who are in the Catholic arena and the Jewish arena, because that's where this place was established.
Yeah, you're dealing with idiots. You're dealing
rabbi.
With idiots that are trying to have a cult or had a
exactly.
cult, and they don't know if their cult's going to work anymore. And you
well,
joined
no,
their
what
cult.
I was gonna ask, what I was going to ask Ion is, this priest is totally a rogue renegade.
Doesn't matter. He's still a priest. It doesn't matter if he's a rogue. He's a priest. He didn't give it
no,
up.
No, Ion, what do you say about
Jewish,
him?
The Jewish man says too much goyish a cup.
The Jewish man, he died in an automobile accident in 85. So,
goyish a cup.
What's that mean, Ion?
Right?
So that Jewish guy is saying that right now.
Yep.
The Jewish guy doesn't even like the 95-year-old priest anymore, Allison.
I'm not surprised. What's the question here? What do you think about that?
Welcome to our world.
Well, it's kind of fun.
So far, so good.
And next question, Kurt.
I've heard it said there are even more exciting projects beyond Coldplay.
Yes.
I would like to hear more about that.
Make an appointment with Dr. Bob.
No, don't bother, Kurt. I'm not saying anything.
You can't engage Mediacology without having a session with Bob. You don't qualify. You go kill yourself or do bad things or run something down or over or become Jewish or Catholic or a Catholic Jew or you wouldn't know what to do or you'd go get drunk and get killed by a drunk driver or you'd run over yourself or you'd go try to start an orgy and then get separated from yourself and then run over yourself and try to kill yourself or then get sympathy because you sobered up because the beer ran off with the barmaid and you couldn't get lucky no more. Get ready for it, Bob. Get ready for it, Bob. And then the next thing you know, you find yourself sitting in a little corner, and all you got is Yo Gotti, Bob.
I would like to know more clues about manifestation beyond stating your desires.
That's wonderful. That's the next phase. That's the next phase. We told Bob this was going to be an eventful engagement. You're going on the next stage of the leading edge of creation, which is speechless manifestation, Bob.
Speechless manifestation. You heard it first here.
Now, we said you had to say. We said you had to speak it. We said it ain't a thinking man's game, and it's not. We said let your mind be autonomic. Let it do what it naturally does and stop trying to drive yourself. A funny thing happens when you do that on the way to the forum, when you drive yourself there. If you end up at the forum, that's wonderful, but don't drive yourself. But now it's come to the place where you know the essence of your creations as God. Do you remember Tabitha on Bewitched? She was able to twinkle her nose and get shit, and she didn't say nothing. She couldn't even talk. She directed her predicated outcomes based on a knowing. Now, I think I want to try it. No, don't do it that way, because I think I might want shit-flavored ice cream. Don't do it, because it'll show up, and then every ice cream will taste like shit. Can't undo it. So, yes, the next phase, the next primer will be perfecting speechless manifestation.
I knew Kurt was a good question asker.
Wow, first time ever said for a while.
First time ever said in the history of humanity, history of anybody, all species. In the beginning was no longer the word.
There was the word, but we forgot it.
And they saw the word.
And they were so afraid.
We saw the word, and we took it in our mouth, and it was a stranger, and we took it in. And we swallowed it, and it was
they
vile
were so
in our
afraid
belly.
That they tried to eat the evidence.
And Luminol wouldn't even wash away the blood.
We have somebody named 520 put their hand up, a new person maybe. You can go ahead, 520-829. You want to speak?
I had a question, but I forgot, so you guys can go ahead.
This is great fun because when you forget it, that's good. That's giving it in advance. That means you gave it in advance. You don't have to be a question. You can just engage. We say you have to ask us questions, but to you, we say, why don't we just sort of kick it a little bit? Speak to us.
Ian, I've been doing what you're talking about, Tabitha, for a while. How come I haven't manifested anything I've been working towards?
You have.
I have?
It's all sitting at your back door. You just won't open the door and let it in.
What am I doing wrong?
Nothing. You just need to allow it. You got it relaxed down. Great. Now allow it.
I have to work on
relaxing. No, don't. Now, there you go. See, there's the trouble. You don't got to work. You've relaxed into it. Let it be. Don't push against it. If you're trying to force it, it can't get to you.
Yeah, you're pushing it.
You need it. You need it. You need it. If you've got money, you don't want it. The only reason you don't have something is that you don't want it.
That's Renee. Right. Back to 520. See, you're the perfect asker. You don't care. You don't have nothing to say. You can't remember. So open your mouth and say whatever comes out of you.
Chat.
Well, I was listening to the wordless manifestation. It sounded pretty interesting. Could you expand more on that?
Yeah, it's a OMG, what's the BFD? We're communicating with letters. And you knew what I meant, yes?
I didn't quite hear what you said.
Yeah, it's the OMG. Specifically, what is the BFD?
Oh,
letters.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, you know that you understand. Oh my God, what's the big fucking deal?
Yes.
Okay. Now we communicated, and we didn't use words; we used letters. Those letters communicate. Now Bob, being the grammarian, is just slaying his little Holy Spirit because he's got holes in his spirit because he wants to be precise. About this being said. Well, that's being obfuscated with nobody knows what anything is, and they make up these gibberish little ridiculous things, but yet everybody's communicating with them, using them, and now it's even in pictures and splashes and tit for tat and who lived that. And your world is prescribed by episodes of the Squidbillies.
I thought it was interesting that you mentioned Squidbillies. That was one of my favorite shows before I stopped.
We know. We never did
this. We know that. We do that. You think we don't know anything about you?
Think that. Poor Granny. The original Gator hater. My dreams have all been shattered.
You know, Tucson.
Sometimes I wish the world would just explode. When God comes and calls me to his kingdom, I'll take all you sons of bitches when I go. That was early Kyler, y'all.
J.W. Tucson has been a very good friend of those guys, known them for years. So you were liking Squidbillies, and you were in touch with Ion right then, way back, whenever you were liking them, because they were influenced by J.W.
The one he did the most on is called God's Bro.
You ever see that one?
I don't think so.
You must. It's got the horse-swallowing black hole machine. They made an alternate universe, and that's when God's brother came, and they have a dual world. And they opened the black hole because they had an eight-ball-fueled weekend of debauchery, and they ended up with an extra crack whore that got dead, and so they had to find a black hole to put the crack whore through. Get rid of the body because everybody can always find it. They lost their ascension spray. They had ascension spray, and so they lost that. That was from the rapture. Nobody wanted to sleep with Granny. She wanted to get it on with God, and he turned around and he says, oh, come on, Lord. And he says, Granny, in order for this to work, it's got to be heaven for me, too. And then she was all pushed away. It was not so good.
I remember that now.
Yeah, she do. God's bro. God's bro is how it's looked. You can find these things on the Lucky Bus. It's great fun because then you can get a little taste of what it's like being a squid on this earth in Dougal County.
We have a new one here, never seen before. 856692. What's your name?
My name's Kyle. Thought I'd call in and introduce myself and say I like listening to you guys.
Is it not crazy enough for you?
No, I'm way crazier than you guys.
Get out. Show us, show us, show us. Yeah, come on. Is it a good old vegan or a big old good? Wait a minute, that's not fair. We already know. So now what you going to do?
What do you want to talk about? I can talk about anything.
Let's talk about bestiality.
Okay, that's all right with me.
Okay, let's go. You start.
I had a girlfriend that always had a craving for dogs. We never really did.
Yeah. If you go like a shepherd or a, like the big mastiff, some of them boys that get busy now, they get all right now. And it's pretty bad because if you actually do it right, they actually prefer the pups over you because pups are more attentive.
Well, what I heard is dogs, they start coming as soon as they enter.
They do. It's just that whole process because by the time they get hooked up, they're already there. So, yeah. Humans are the same way, too, according to some of the girls. So, you know, it's the way that works.
But anyway, just while we're on that subject, my girlfriend, she just died last April. She had a
leukemia.
Could you tell her hi for me? Her name was
Certainly.
Karen.
Certainly.
Yeah, my lover.
Certainly.
Mister.
Well, good. Good. Now move on.
The dog or the woman?
Now he's still got the dog.
We never got
about that. A little confusion there.
I'm just saying that. We talked about stuff like that, but I tell you a big subject that I've been into for a long, long time. Right after Elvis Presley died,
Elvis Presley didn't die. He just
right,
went on.
He did. You're right. He appeared to me in a dream, and he wasn't dead.
Good.
He told me that there was going to be thousands, if not tens of thousands of imitators, and that that might be flattering. It wasn't what he wanted. I was in a church, a little country church, and Chuck Berry was the preacher, and the church was full of all guitar players. And I'm sitting there wondering, why am I in here with all these guitar players? Anyway, Chuck was up there preaching away.
And Buck Owens was there.
Well, the room was full. It was everybody.
Buck Owens was there.
Okay.
Yes, he was. He had a banjo.
Matter of fact, you like the Goodmans. My cousin, we bought the Goodman Family Gospel Studio years ago. Moved it to.
We love Vestal Goodman.
You bought their studio.
Yeah, they had a studio in Madisonville, Kentucky, and my uncle bought it for his son, who's no longer here on earth either. He OD'd on whiskey and sleeping pills, but we moved it up to on.
It sounds like
a kind of people, you know.
That's what I'm saying. We're your kind of people. Hey, did they buy the studio because the Goodmans all died?
No. They bought it because the Goodmans were broke, I guess. I don't know. They needed money.
Well, Vessel died 2002, was it, or something?
No, we bought this back in the 80s.
Oh, way back there.
Yeah, 1983, I think it was, or 84. It was a great studio.
Then they had a revival, didn't they? Didn't they get going in the 90s again?
Yeah.
All the videos.
Oh, yeah. They were always, as far as making music, they were always good. They just had a studio where they were bringing other gospel groups in and trying to record and help them out. And I guess they didn't do
the old Bill Gaithwaite, whatever his name is, he ripped them off. He took
Gaither,
over.
Gaither, Bill Gaither.
Bill Gaither. He started recording everybody and made everybody work for him. Did you meet the Goodmans?
No, my double cousin, the one that's dead, he did.
A double cousin on his mama's side.
My dad and his dad were brothers, and my mother and his mother were sisters.
They were double brother, mother, cousin.
Double cousins. That's what we're called.
Double brother, cousins. Mother, cousin. That's right. Yeah. Double brother, mother, cousin. That's what we said. Come on. Okay. Keep up, man.
All right. Anyway.
Sounds like Game of Thrones. Now the Lannisters lost the Iron Throne. Don't worry about it.
Well, the guy got killed. Let me finish the story about Elvis, because it's always puzzled me. So anyway, he starts talking, and he says, there's a guy here that has the ability to carry my music on. And he says, you. And he pointed right at me. It was Kyle. He says, come up here. And I came up there, and he put his arm around me and said, you know, I'm not asking you to be Elvis. He said, I want you to really study my music. Well, I spent years and years studying his music, learning to sing, and so on and so forth. But I had terrible stage fright. I could never perform it. Now that, you know, you got YouTube and all this stuff, and you can kind of promote yourself, what he wanted me to do was really what he did for music. He wanted me to take his music and, like, put it on steroids. He says, take it to another level. Take it to a higher level. I know how to do that now. The question I've got is, should I do it? I mean, I'm 63 years old. You know, I've always wanted to do it, but after my cousin died, he and I were pretty good together. But after he died, I kind of gave up.
If you give up, just go to the whiskey and the sleeping pills. That seems to be the ticket, eh?
I've thought about that a few times, too. But I'm saying, do you think a revival of Elvis music?
Change it. Don't have a revival. It wasn't that in the first place. So
yes, I know what you're saying.
Change.
I'm saying like
change.
an upgrade.
Okay, a remix. Do a remix. Now, what we've done, we've taken that same thing in the humans for the little man. It's trying to work out. We do what's called a reset. So if you want to do an Elvis reset, you might be on to something then. Put it the way Elvis wanted it to be. He had the more stage fright than anyone else on the planet. He was scared of his own self. That's where your stage fright's coming from. Your dream comes from a state where you were trying to connect, not with the music, but with the idiosyncrasies of the king. We're trying to make you be the king. We're trying to get you into your place of power. And if it means we've got a tooth fart in a jug or piss in a cup or run up the mountain or back down again or looking for a city or trying to find your way back home or strangers on the bus,
I've been in my place of power since I was born. I've been the most arrogant, good-looking, sing, get anything I wanted. And all that did was make everybody hate me.
Hate you.
Everybody.
Welcome to my world.
When you're in your place of power, boy, they hate your ass.
Good. That's good. That's beautiful. But after a little while, guess what? When they want something, they come ask you for it.
Oh, absolutely. They use you like a $2 whore.
That's right. And then at the end of the day, how you say it now? Listen here now, y'all don't fuck with me unless you really want to fuck. Then you start driving.
Oh, I know. Believe me. I always got my money out of them. Trust me.
Yeah, you missed it, Carol, when you said, but everybody started to hate me. No, that's when you're ascending, when everybody's hating you. That's when you've arrived.
Yeah, but I didn't get that when I was in my 20s. I'm sick.
Good.
But
you're complaining about it now.
Well, I'm not complaining, but I'm basically lonely. I've alienated.
Welcome to my world. That's right. That's exactly right. That's very common. See, this ascension is then you want to have somebody to play with. That's right.
Yeah. And that girl that died, she was in her early 40s. She was black, 6'1", big 40 double D boobs. I mean, she took care of me for 13 years.
She'd make a freight train take a dirt road. Is that what you're trying to say?
She was a female Michael Jordan. I'm telling you, she could dunk a basketball. She was unbelievable. I got me another one down in Florida. I'm debating whether to hook up with her.
Oh, that'd be fun. She's kind of freaky, too. You might like her.
I met them both online back in 1999.
Man, they wasn't no online in 99. What are you talking about? They were still putting carrier pigeons in 99. Oh, no, you don't mean 1899. You mean 1999. Yeah. Al Gore hadn't been in the internet by then, had he?
Yeah. Yeah, I met him in a room called Ebony for Ivory.
Ebony. Oh, Lord, Hammer.
Yeah, these are black
now,
girls.
You are getting cabbies. You are getting cabbies.
Yo, they're hot. They're the hottest women. Woo! You're smoking on.
Tell us. We just dying to know.
Well, I'll tell you, there's nothing like a hot black woman. Yeah, they're just like men. I mean, they want to do it as bad as you do. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to play around with them. You don't have to be nice. You don't have to be polite. You know how you can be as vulgar and nasty and as crude and rude, and they just love it.
Oh, now you're getting somewhere. See, girls, here's what you need to know. If your Saturday nights are busy stuck with talking to Ion, maybe you need to go a different way.
This girl's... I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for you guys, I got on the drops. I've been on the drops for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
I was almost dead, really.
That's good.
Yeah, those black sexes, they'll kill you. We killed each other.
Since I got on the drugs, I have fucked myself to death.
And the RNA drops, this is a great testimony. The RNA drops, they brought my dick back. I'm looking for another one down in Florida. Yeah,
and I died. I fucked myself to death. Do you look up at parties? We're going to have to do a new Lucille Ball Vitamin Me to Benjamin of fucking up at parties. This might be good.
Yeah, we might have a role for you, Kyle. We can have you be the actor in the commercial. Did you hook up with some black whore and fuck yourself to death?
Do you lack ascension? Well, if you go there, go black and you won't come back.
not with these girls you won't. You know, not with these girls. I had my pick of white girls too. I've always had my pick of women. If you're in your power, you can walk in a room and every girl will welcome to my world, Kyle. Is that how it is with you?
It's sad. It's sad.
90 years of faking it and making it.
Hey, Kyle, we got something for you. We got Sheila over there in North Carolina. Now, there's someone you want to hook up with. I think you've earned your right to. So we're going to get you hooked up with Sheila.
Sheila's engaged.
Sheila's not engaged. She just fakes it until she makes it.
He may have the other guy buried before dark. Let's see how it goes.
I was like, these guys, they need somebody like me. And there are too many intellectuals asking too many smart-ass questions.
That's right, yeah. We agree. Too many smart-ass questions. We need more diplomatic outreach to the black community. That's what we need. The black community. You're kind of
excited. Well, I tried it with the Yo Gotti. I can't get better than Yo Gotti, whatever.
How's it going, Bert? Is it okay? We can expand the black caucus. We bring Kyle in.
Welcome, Kyle.
Absolutely.
Welcome, Kyle.
Keep it going.
I mean, I'm as country as they come. I'm from Maceo, Kentucky, a town about 100
there
people.
There you go.
100 people raised on a farm. Most of us are raised on a farm here. It's not one city slicker here. Ionettes are not city people. Well, unfortunately, I moved and I live outside Atlantic City now.
Big mistake.
Yeah, that was a big mistake.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a turf farm?
Sure.
Where else do you get your TIF 144 Bermuda grass if not from a turf farm, Steely?
Absolutely.
I've never heard of that kind of grass.
Turf farms, they have them right here where I live, in Vineland, New Jersey. They grow grass and then scoop it up and sell it to people for football fields.
Well, they roll it up.
Well, I'll tell you the variety. There was Kentucky bluegrass. There was Marion grass, bent grass, which is used on golf courses around the putting ring. Do you know bent grass?
I know who the kind you smoke probably better than any.
You know anybody in Possum Holler?
No, but I know somebody in, let's see.
The one in Knox County.
No, I'm in Davis County. I'm trying to think of this. this little town. I can't think of it now. Now, I grew up in the 50s. No TV, outdoor toilet, the first house we lived in.
Bob doesn't have a TV today.
He doesn't?
He don't. He don't have time. He's too busy screwing people around.